Because God loves us, and because He doesn't want anybody to go to hell when they die, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to take our place and to take our sin debt. See, it required a perfect lamb, a perfect substitute, in order to take away the sin of the world and the sins of you and I. See, when Jesus was on this earth, He went about doing many miracles. Jesus raised people from the dead. And Jesus would always tell the truth. And sometimes whenever you tell the truth, people get really offended. And sometimes the truth is simply hate to those who hate the truth. And they hated Jesus so much that they actually took and nailed Him to the cross. And while Jesus was on the cross, the Bible says that who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. And so every sin that I've ever done and every sin that you've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it Himself. He was being punished in our place for our sins. And so, like I said, He was the substitute lamb. He was the one who came and took your sins and my sins upon His own shoulders on that cross and bare them in His own body, as the Bible says. And the Bible even simply says that God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so even though we were sinners, even though we didn't deserve the gift of salvation and the opportunity to go to heaven, Jesus Christ came and took our place as a substitute. And so the Bible says that He died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And so anybody can be saved by simply receiving the gift of salvation. That's how much He loved you and I. He decided to give His life not for a friend, but for an enemy. The people that spit on Him, the people that whipped Him, the people that drove the nails in His hands, the Bible says that He died for them. That is some amazing love. You know, I might lay down my life for somebody that I love, my wife or my kids, but I can't imagine laying down my life for my enemy. Jesus loved us so much that He decided to lay down His life while we were sinners. The Bible even says that Christ died for us. And so even though we didn't deserve the gift of salvation and a substitute lamb, God decided to provide that to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so obviously they took Jesus's body down and buried it. But 3 days later, He rose again from the dead. And that's the gospel, is simply believing that Jesus died for your sins and was buried and rose again. The Bible even simply just says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved."